a couple other women's names that I'm looking for too. One is spelled S-A-R-A-H. Do you know that?
Who?
S-A-R-A-H.
Sarah?
Yeah, and the other is N-E-L-L-Y.
Nelly?
Yeah, do people use that last one for to talk as a generic term for horses, or is it, am I making this up? I'm familiar with this Whoa Nelly, and I don't know if that's
I've heard the term, yeah, you know. Yeah, I've heard people call that, you know, call their car that, you know, go down, Whoa Nelly, you know, or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the term jackleg?
Oh, yeah, jackleg for, yeah, kind of a half-ass guy. He's half-ass does things, you know.
Okay. What is a word for a person who represents another person in court?
Lawyer, attorney.
Right, and the name of the person who presides over a court proceeding?
Judge.
Okay. This part's going to seem a little strange to you. It probably already has been getting a little strange to you. I'm looking for pronunciations of items, and I'm wondering about body parts, starting from sort of the head down. I guess best part is to start with this on top of my head.
Just the head, I guess.
Okay.
What about hair.
Yeah. What about the features of your face? Like, what do you hear with?
Oh, your ears.
And smell.
Mouth.
And taste.
Yeah.
What about what you stand on?
Feet.
Okay, and then the longer part. The whole.
Leg.
Yeah. And what about knees and elbows and things where muscle, where bones join together? What are those called? Together.
Just joints, I guess.
Okay, that's good. There's a problem that some people have as they get older. They find it hard to move their fingers, and they have problems with their joints. Do you know what that's called?
Arthritis or rheumatism.
Okay. Are those basically the same thing?
I don't know.
Arthritis.